Live on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, it's time for Q&A with DJ Phone. Today's program is sponsored by Yavapai Regional Medical Center, David Snyder, CPA, High Country Rec Fee Center, Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Northern Arizona Vein Center. Now, here's your host for Q&A, DJ Phone.
And welcome to the Wednesday edition of Q&A. Got a real fun show for you today. We're going to start out by talking to our buddy Vicki Paris Goodman. She, of course, does a lot of reviews around the area, both statewide and locally, of art, music. Let's see, what else does she do here? Theater, of course, live music reviews. She's just a jack of all trades, kind of our Renaissance woman, shall we say. So Vicki will be here in just a minute to keep us up to date on what's going on in the culture world. Also, this is going to be a lot of fun today. Chef John Panza with his partner Cassandra Hankison from Biga Restaurant in Prescott. They took part in the Devour Culinary Classic at the Desert Botanical Garden in Phoenix. They operate Senses, the pop-up dining service that has been thrilling people around Northern Arizona for several years. They will be our guests at about the 2:20 mark, and I'll have a lot of questions for them about the dining business, including a letter to the editor in today's Prescott Daily Courier that I thought I had to check the calendar to make sure it wasn't April 1st. Well, more on that later. Anyway, got a great show for you today. As you know, we always welcome your questions and comments about Q&A. Let me know. Send me an email at DJphone, that's DJFONE at KQ&A.com. And by the way, if you're in the market for a very low-cost used car, maybe you've got a teenager getting their first license or you want some extra wheels, just make sure to join me this Friday from 2 to 4 at Lamb Chevrolet. I'll be emceeing their annual indoor used car sale that starts. The sale starts at 9 o'clock Saturday morning. Some cars will be priced as low as $1, plus, of course, required state fees. If you're in the market for a fixer-upper that you can fix up and either sell for a nice profit or keep for your own wheels, that's a great place to start. That's this Saturday's indoor car sale. A few cars priced as low as $1. Come by and say hi to me Friday from 2 to 4 at Lamb Chevrolet. I'll be broadcasting live on our sister station, The Mix 106, from 2 to 4 Friday, March 1st. So we're going to get the ball rolling. Vicki Paris Goodman is just around the corner on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 11:30 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. We stream live around the world at KQNA.com.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec Fee Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Hey, everybody, this is Ted Gettle.
And this is Adam Gettle.
We're the Gettle brothers. You know, Adam, winter is almost over.
Yeah, Ted, it's a good time to get your AC ready for summer.
My AC's fine. You're talking about the listeners, right?
Picky. Okay, all you listeners, let Gettles get you prepared for summer.
You mean get your AC prepared for summer.
Oh, brother.
That's me.
Say bye-bye winter and get ready for summer with a Gettles AC system checkup. Don't settle. Get Gettles. G-O-E-T-T-L. Visit GettlesHDM.com.
Do not paint your own house. If you paint your house, you will spill the paint. If you spill the paint, you will have to replace your floor. To replace your floor, you will pay the floor man enough money to go to Hawaii. Don't pay your floor man to go to Hawaii. Call Century Painting. We will paint your house, not spill the paint, save you money, and send you to Hawaii. So call Century Painting, 778-2374, or go to CenturyPainting.com.
This is Stephanie Hillig, principal of Abiajet Elementary School. We are enrolling now for the upcoming school year, and I would like to invite you to visit any one of our K-4 campuses. Lincoln, Taylor Hicks, and Abiajet all have amazing award-winning programs and highly qualified and dedicated staff who truly care about every child every day. All PUSD elementary schools will have Discovery Gardens pre-K classrooms. This gives kids a great start and an easy transition into kindergarten. Please call the office or visit PrescottSchools.com for a tour.
It's tax time. Stop getting your taxes done where you buy your groceries. I am David A. Snyder, CPA, and I will install confidence in the quality and security of your taxes. On April 18th, those pop-up cubicles will be gone, but I will be there. With my ex-military tax-oriented mindset and 20 years of experience, I will guide you through current and past IRS issues. Step away from the phone apps and into my office. Call me at 445-0104, extension 9, or online at davidasnydercpa.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
We are back live at 2:07. Always great to have a friend in the house. That's certainly the case today. Vicki Parrish Goodman, fresh out of sick bay, right, Vicki?
Yep.
We hope you're feeling better. We've missed you here for the past few weeks, but you have returned to reviewing things around town. Tell us what your latest review is.
This is a play called Art, not to be confused with the stuff that is on display at the art gallery at Prescott Center for the Arts, but an actual play called Art. So I've got a review. Usually I review these things for you before they open, but they have the preview a little bit later this time, and then the snow and all that. So I'm
here
shortly.
Yeah, that caused some problems.
Exactly. So I'm here shortly after the opening. Mm-hmm. The opening was, I believe, last Thursday, if they even had it. That was a pretty bad night to try and get to the theater. So, So here we go. Would you spend big bucks on an all-white painting by a trending artist? What would you say if your best friend had done so? Art, a contemporary drama by Yasmina Reza, grapples with these questions and more at Prescott Center for the Arts Stage 2 Theater in the Alley. Directed by the multi-talented Paul Epic, Art stars as the two best buddies, none other than Jonathan Perpich and James Pyduck. Pinch Me. Local theatergoers may recall PCA's production of David Mamet's American Buffalo 2 seasons ago, in which the two veteran actors blew audiences away with nonstop dramatic tension. What a production. Well, Art isn't quite as fine a play as American Buffalo, but it deserves its audience based on grade-A casting, unusual subject matter, and a terrific twist ending. And it did win the 1998 Tony Award for Best Play. You see, Art isn't ultimately about what Serge, played by Pyduck, paid for the painting, or why. Turns out the play is about male friendships, made all the more surprising by the fact the play is written by a female playwright. Perpich knocks it out of the ballpark as Mark, Serge's longtime close friend who minces no words in his take-no-prisoners opinion of Serge's recent purchase. It's garbage, declares Mark, except not in such refined terms.
Yes.
This sets up an increasingly thought-provoking series of spats, which come very close to threatening the two men's friendship. In what could be playwright Reza's best move, a third friend enters the picture. Walton Mendelsohn portrays Ivan, a middle-of-the-road, confidence-lacking, submissive approval-seeker who plays both sides of the argument between Serge and Mark. But this earns Ivan only contempt from Mark, who accuses him of intellectual dishonesty in order to get along. Even the far more accepting Serge tires of Ivan's unwillingness to judge the painting, letting him have it for his lack of a backbone. Poor Ivan. But I have to hand it to Mendelssohn for holding his own in contributing to the play's drama. He could easily have been a third wheel cast alongside Perpich and Pyduck. Instead, his performance is understated, nuanced, and in the end, powerful. In short, he's the perfect foil. In buying the painting, Serge really just wants to fit in, conform, be on the artistic inside, whereas Mark needs to be in control of those who don't meet his arbitrary standards of appropriate thought and action. Ivan, frankly, needs to emerge from his identity crisis and find his own voice. In the final analysis, all three men need each other in order to move beyond the ruts in which they've been stuck for years. And in a terrific twist at the end, Serge does the unthinkable in order to preserve the friendship. Or does he? Make a trip to the theater to find out. Perpich and Pyduck are always worth the price of admission.
And this is stage two, correct?
Yes, I'm going to give all that information. Mm-hmm. Art continues at Prescott Center for the Arts in the Stage 2 Theater in the alley off Cortez Street between Willis and Sheldon, behind Peregrine Book Company in downtown Prescott. The production runs through March 10th, 2019, so you have some time to get there. Evening performances are Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays at 7:30 p.m., with Sunday matinees at 2 p.m. Now, a bonus feature of each performance is performance art that begins half an hour before the play and is available to all ticket holders. So if you go to an evening performance, get there by 7, and if you go to one of the Sunday matinees, get there by 1:30 to take that in. Tickets for all performances are $19, including the service fee. For tickets, visit the PCA website at pca-az.net or call the box office at 928-445-3286.
Do you think the play art is more commentary on art, artists, or art patrons?
Ooh, that's a good question. Well, let's think about this for a second.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's more of a, well, gosh, we don't want to get political here. I think it's a commentary on what's happened to art mm-hmm. in our time, which some people, I'm sure, think is a very good thing, and many others think is pretty sad. It's funny, the painting in the play, and they do have a painting there. I mean, you're not having to imagine it. It's all white, yet it's got these like diagonal lines going down the middle of it that aren't colored, but they're sort of, I don't know, maybe they're gray or something, so that they stand out slightly from the all-white background. Mm-hmm. And then there's another line at the bottom, same kind of line as the diagonal ones. And that's it. That's the painting. And so, you know, you get an idea of what they're talking about because it's there.
Sure.
Yeah. So, yeah, I think it's kind of a commentary on our times.
Because we all know people who will look at a piece of art like that and go, that's art. And, of course, you know, Hollywood has jumped on that, too, because Ed Harris starred as Jackson Pollock in a movie called Pollock. And there was also a movie called My Kid Could Paint That, which was kind of a caustic commentary on these apparently very simplistic pieces of art going for sometimes millions of dollars. And that's why I asked if this is a commentary on the art patrons who were, you know, where everyday people might see, what is that? They see, oh, my gosh, how great.
But, you know, you made me think of something. Have you ever known an artist who paints a painting like the one depicted in this play who's actually really made it and stayed famous? I mean, when you think of, you know, maybe the answer is yes, but not that I know of.
No,
you know,
really,
I think they're kind of a passing fancy.
Yeah, it could be. You know, speaking of artists and famous and stuff like this, I know you probably didn't watch the Super Bowl, correct? But the commercials in the Super Bowl, because of the worldwide audience, the commercials cost $5.25 million for 30 seconds of airtime.
Mm-hmm.
The Burger King folks sprung all that money, plus production costs, to show 30 seconds of Andy Warhol sitting at a table, shaking a can of a bottle of ketchup, and then opening a Burger King hamburger, dipping it in the ketchup and tasting it and acting like it was a foreign object. And I'm wondering, how in the world do you equate Andy Warhol with Burger King hamburgers? And why would someone who's a Warhol fan be eating at Burger King? And why would a Burger King fan even know who Andy Warhol is? Now, that to me is art in a really strange, abstract sense.
It really is. You know, in the play, I think there's a commentary on people who would buy such a painting and people who wouldn't. And they say how much he paid for it. This character played by Pyduck paid $200,000 for it. And you're thinking, well, you know, maybe he's got millions. But then they suggest later, as part of the dialogue between him and Perpich, his character, that no, he's not a wealthy man. He, you know, he spent a good part of his nest egg, apparently, on this thing. And so, you know, it's about kind of wanting to fit in and be on the inside for some reason that they don't really get into it, which is why I say it's maybe not quite as fine a play as American Buffalo, because that would have been an interesting place to take it. What exactly, they didn't develop the Pyduck character well enough in this play to tell you why in the world did he do this?
And didn't, if I remember correctly, didn't American Buffalo center around the purchase of a buffalo nickel?
Yes.
And that was David Mamet, correct?
David Mamet, yes. Yeah, it was just an outstanding play. So anyway, I thought this play could have, I think it's a fine play in that it raises this question. Yeah. And, you know, really good plays raise questions that they don't attempt to answer.
Right.
And that's what the play does. You know, what would you, you know, can you justify paying $200,000 for such a painting or not? Maybe you can, you know, maybe you can't. So that's the question it raises. And it doesn't really attempt to answer it except, you know, through Perpich's character, Mark, who, you know, says definitively not, but you're still left at the end of the play with the question.
It's in the eye of the beholder, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Tell us about, I know you're entranced with Perpich and Pyduck. Why is that?
You know, they're such fine actors. In this play, Art, Perpich is the one that stands out as the great actor. And what I learned from this is that American Buffalo, Pyduck had the more difficult and more complex part. Mm-hmm. And I thought, oh my gosh, James Pyduck, you know, he's just the quintessential actor. And then you see Perpich in this one, also with Pyduck, and Perpich's character really stands out, and therefore his performance does. So they're both wonderful. Mm-hmm. It, you know, which one's more wonderful depends on the play and which parts they're cast in. Mm-hmm. And to see them together is just so fantastic.
The last time I saw Jonathan Perpich was in Tuesdays with Maury.
Oh, yeah.
Wasn't that a wonderful show?
Yes.
And perfect for stage, too.
Yeah, and he was in that with Will Larson, my other PCA favorite actor.
Yeah.
He's the younger actor of the three of them. Oh, gosh, yeah. You know, any time these guys are paired up or all three in a play, yeah, just go. It doesn't matter what the play is.
And I got about 2.5 minutes. Tell me what you think about the musicians at El Gato Azul.
Oh, yeah, we were talking about this before I came on.
I love that. Barry Barb is just the best.
Well, you know, it started out, I was thinking, my God, we have these great actors up here, but we have such great musicians, too. Everybody who goes to see any musicians up here knows how lucky we are here in Prescott. And I was telling DJ that I love going to El Gato Azul, especially on Sunday nights, because they have the Goodwin Street Band there on those nights. Jack Peterson, the guitar player, he sits there, you know, just kind of with one expression all night long, playing fantastic riffs on his guitar. And, yeah, so, you know, we are so lucky up here to have great actors, great musicians. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it, you know, pinch me, really.
And the food at El Gato Azul is not bad either, is it?
Oh, I love it. Yeah.
It's my favorite restaurant.
It's an event to go there.
What a wonderful place. Uh-huh. When's your next visit with us? Or your next show you're going to review?
Yeah, I think it's about mid-March. They're doing, Peter and the Starcatcher or
Starcatcher,
something like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, it's some kind of, I've never seen it before. I don't know too much about it, but it's sort of a Peter Pan story.
Mm-hmm. We're gonna have an actor on here next week about that.
Yeah.
So, that'll be fun to talk about. Mm-hmm. One last question before we let you go. We're going to bring in Chef John Panza and Cassie Hankison in just a few minutes to talk about their restaurant Biga and Devour and Senses and all sorts of dining issues. You mentioned David Mamet, who, of course, wrote American Buffalo and a lot of other iconic American shows. The first time I had ever seen or heard of David Mamet was a movie called House of Games with Joe Mantegna and his usual troupe of regular actors, including Ricky Jay, Mike Nussbaum, people like that, Lindsay Krause, who at the time Mamet was married to. And what got me about that, I had never heard dialogue quite like that, because the actors tended to keep repeating themselves. There was a staccato rhythm to it, and I wondered, like, who wrote this show? And it's very unusual for me to bother after the end credits run to see who wrote that. In this case, I did, and there is something distinctive about David Mamet. If you don't believe that, just see Glengarry Glen Ross, right?
That's right, yeah. And I don't know too much about David Mamet. I have seen Glengarry Glen Ross, mm-hmm. wonderful movie, and American Buffalo, and I can't think of what else I might have seen that he's written. But, boy, am I impressed with what I've seen.
Yeah, just to make sure you realize that the dialogue in almost every Mamet play is R-rated, correct?
That's true.
Yeah, very
Absolutely.
True. Painfully true sometimes, but he is brilliant.
Yes.
Thank you again, Vicki Paris-Goodman, for bringing your insights to us. Hey, stay tuned, because we're going to talk food. My favorite subject, as you can tell with one look, because I did not get this body by eating carrot sticks. We've got John and Cassie coming in just a moment on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. We stream live at kqna.com.
Hi, Lindsay Draper on KQ&A here with Gary from AMCO.
Well, hi, Lindsay.
Gary, I know people who need their car repaired, and they just keep putting it off. What should they do?
Well, Lindsay, this is the best time of year to get all the things done that you've been meaning or wanting to get repaired on your car.
Why is tax time the best?
AMCO has the Fix It Fast, Pay It Slow plan all year long, but at tax time, it works the best.
Gary, that is awesome.
Yes, we're AMCO. Visit our website, AMCOPrescott.com.
My legs don't feel heavy anymore. The swelling is gone.
I'm not tired. I have so much more energy.
You can eliminate unhealthy varicose veins and their cause at Northern Arizona Vein Center. If varicose veins are limiting your lifestyle, many insurance companies, including Medicare, may cover new minimally invasive treatments. Hello, I'm Dr. Brian Skilperert, a board-certified surgeon with over 20 years of vascular surgical experience. Call 445-VEIN or log on to nazveincenter.com to schedule an appointment.
Hey y'all, it's Rosie, and we're celebrating 30 years here at Rosie on the House.
All month in March, we're focusing on functional design. Getting older and planning to stay in your home can require some design choices, allowing seniors to safely live independently for longer. The aging in place experts at TWD will discuss what to consider. Farm fresh peaches, modern day cattle rustling, and your home improvement questions. So stop on over at our house.
Rosie on the House, Saturday morning, 9 to 11 on 95.5, 99.9, and AM 1130 KQNA.
Windfall Willie here from the Arizona Lottery. What are the odds of a sub-zero blizzard hitting Phoenix? Not good. How about the odds of winning a wrestling match against a barrel of rattlesnakes? Even worse. For the best odds, play my newest game, Triple Twist. With overall odds of 1 in 7.9, your chances of winning have never been better. Hoo-wee! Play Triple Twist today for just $2. Comparison of odds based upon current Arizona Lottery draw games only.
Ever heard of used cars for a dollar? Used cars for a buck? Let me say it again, used cars for only $1. It's Lamb Chevrolet's annual indoor car sale this Saturday only. Hello, this is Ed Walsh, and this huge indoor sale is set to be our biggest used car event of the year. This is our 16th annual indoor car sale. We've got 40,000 square feet, all indoors, packed with inventory. Every vehicle will have a price clearly marked on the windshield, some for only a dollar. And we've got plenty of cars for only $2,000 or $3,000. We have vehicles for everyone, whether you're in the market for a $100 car or a $30,000 car. No negotiations will be necessary. Vehicles will be discounted up to 50%. These cars are on a first-come, first-served basis. Doors open at 9 a.m. this Saturday, so come early for the best selection. Don't miss the biggest used car sale event of the year. It's Lamb Chevrolet's huge indoor sale this Saturday, 9 a.m. Don't miss it.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
My favorite topic, food, and really, really great food. This is a really cool place to eat. If you haven't eaten here before, we're talking Biga. Cassandra Hankison and Chef John Panza are here. Cassandra, you kind of keep everything open and keep the balls rolling so John can create his magic, right?
Absolutely. Yep, that's what it's all
John's
about.
John's nodding his head going, yep.
Support. We all need it, right?
Yeah. Exactly. And, John, you and Cassandra have been in the dining business now roughly how many years?
Myself, I've been in it over 10 years. We're going on maybe 11, 12 years now. I've been in the restaurant industry. Cassandra probably similar to it, but I kind of feel like it's always been around.
Mm-hmm. Now, you currently own Biga. Tell us the address.
Yeah, it's 623 Miller Valley Road in Prescott, Arizona, right across from Fry's over there by the fairgrounds.
And you took it over, what, about 2 years ago, I believe?
Yep.
Something like that, yeah.
2 years ago, just about 2 years ago now, and it's been great.
Now, I remember the last time the two of you were here, we were talking about your pop-up dinners that you were doing around town. You made a lot of friends doing that, a very creative concept. Tell us about what's going on at Biga.
Really, since we've gotten Biga, we've focused most of our attention on the Biga brand, building that brand, and really building a community around the restaurant. We focus a ton on local food, on the local farms, and the local community, and we can't do it without them, and we like to give a little back to them, and they give a lot to us, so it's a great thing.
Now, I know it was Biga before you guys got involved. Where does that name come from, B-I-G-A?
Yeah, it is actually the name of the bread starter that we use at Biga. We make all of our own breads in-house, and Biga is the original bread starter that we use. It's an Italian bread, kind of similar to a ciabatta mixed with sourdough. Mm-hmm. But we've kind of morphed it into our own thing and really expanding the bread world over there.
Now, I opened up my copy of the Arizona Republic last week and saw a front page story in the Things to Do section about Devour Culinary Classics at the Desert Botanical Garden. You guys were intimately involved with that, weren't you?
Yeah, we were lucky enough to be invited to Devour. It's a wonderful event hosted by Local First Arizona, and really its main goal is to just show off Arizona's food world and what's going on in it. And it was great to be a part of it.
As food professionals in the fine dining industry, what is it like for both you, Cassie, and you, John, to be around other people who are bringing their A game to a dining event?
Honestly, it is a great feeling. To be around that kind of company, that kind of energy, it only pushes you to do better next time. I mean, I like to push myself a lot, but being pushed and seeing what else is out there, it makes you step up your game, and it's really cool to see.
Something that I thought was really cool when we were there was that we saw other chefs from other businesses, you know, at the end of the event maybe, come over to our booth and say, this is the duck we heard about. This is the duck you heard about. You know, people that went to this event obviously were foodies, and that was what they wanted to do with their Sunday, and that was great. But when you are also, you know, the talk of the people that's what they do for a living, it was pretty cool. It was a cool feeling.
How
did both of you get started in the restaurant business, Cassie?
Oh, I started with decorating cakes in a Michael Wilton class, which was, I randomly took it and decided I wanted to know more about why the cakes rose or didn't rise, or how adding this would make it do this or whatever. So I went to culinary school, kind of, to learn how to do pastries, and then moved to Arizona later, years later, and met this guy up at Capital Canyon Club and just kind of hit it off from there. Decided we wanted to feed more people than the private club setting there, and then history was made with Senses and Biga, yeah.
Sure. John, how'd you get started?
I kind of always gravitated towards the kitchen as a kid. I was always in the kitchen during dinner parties with mom and dad helping cook while everyone else was entertaining the guests. I kind of had jobs here and there growing up as coffee shops and different things. And then I went to ASU and did the college thing for about a year and a half and explored that possibility and decided I needed to be in the culinary world and to do this. So I went up Mill Avenue, and I was literally knocking on every restaurant's door saying, hey, I need a job. I got to get to culinary school. What do you got? I think I ended up as a dishwasher at a Ruby Tuesday there, and kind of worked my way up there, went to culinary school. Got a great job at Different Point of View down in Phoenix, which is Phoenix's longest tenured Four Diamond restaurant. Mm-hmm. Worked my way through there and with Hilton. Was in San Diego for a bit. And then got the opportunity to come to this wonderful town of Prescott and seized it, and so glad that I did.
Yeah, because you can be creative in your current situation, can't you?
Oh, yeah, I can do whatever I want. It's
now,
awesome.
Now, what is the difference between having your own place where the buck stops with you versus saying being a chef for a corporate chain where you have to march lockstep with those recipes with no variance whatsoever?
There are a lot of differences. Number one is just the creative differences, being able to just express yourself without having to explain to anyone why or for what reason, and to just know that you're going to send out what you want to send out and hope that people love it. It's really nice to have that freedom. Another thing is, you know, the family you generate with the staff is much different in such a small setting, such a family-owned business, as opposed to corporate. I mean, our staff is literally our second family. We spend as much time with them as we do at home. So
sure.
To be able to build that bonding without a lot of the corporate hassles is really nice.
And anybody who has never worked in a restaurant, I don't think they have any idea. Unless they think if they've had military experience, because soldiers will tell you about the foxhole mentality, where you've got to have each other's back whole thing collapses.
Absolutely.
It really is a very intense sharing and teamwork experience, isn't it?
No, it is. It is. And there's unspoken rules of you just don't call out because your guy next to you is just going to suffer the wrath of that. And
that's right.
You wouldn't want it to happen to you, so you don't do it to your guy. But it is a family setting there. And
our team is amazing.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
They're just, I don't know how we got so lucky, but we are very blessed to have the team that we have that works just so hard for us.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you this. When I go home some nights, I can see on my television that the love of my life is watching the Great American Baking Show, or maybe we're watching the Food Network. Have shows like that made it tougher for restaurants?
Yeah, I think so, because they put a lot of, what's the right word? Just it's unrealistic expectations. I mean, I know I did Cupcake Wars, and the way that the whole show was set up, I won't give anything away as I sign something. But, you know, it's not what you see on TV. It's a lot more that goes into it. Obviously, you got to fit whole 1,000 worth of cupcakes into 2 hours, and that's just not realistic. So the way to go about it, I think, definitely do give people a false perception of what we can even do. Though, I don't know how he does what he does in the back of our kitchen with the two burners and the flat top that he has. But
Two burners?
It's ridiculous. It's a one-person kitchen.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's crazy.
Two burners, a little oven, and yeah.
You are a magician.
He is. It's great.
Oh, my goodness. Do all these food shows, does that turn people into gourmets or
yes,
making them think they're gourmets?
Yeah, absolutely.
They can, yeah, oh, absolutely. You know, I'll say something else it does that a lot of people don't think of is it glamorizes and celebritizes the position of being a chef. And it makes a lot of young kids think that this world is a lot of glitz and glamour, and it is not. Mm-mm. And you have to tough it out for a very long time to get anywhere in this world.
It's a lot of grease and burns.
Yeah. And long hours and low pay and yelled
on your
at.
Feet and feet the entire time.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So John, have you ever had a night where you finally sat down and then it was tough to get back up?
sit down.
Every night? I don't sit down until I'm done, and then I'm out. That's it.
You know, people don't seem to realize that. There's nothing glamorous about it. How do you feel about these restaurants? Rescue shows. I'm thinking like Gordon Ramsay, people like this, where these people will dine in a restaurant, think, oh, it was so wonderful, they decide to buy the restaurant. They've never worked a day in their life in a restaurant, and they're going to buy one? Boy, are they in for a surprise.
Oh, yeah. It is not what it looks like at all.
It is totally consuming, isn't it?
It is. It's your entire world. When you get home and you think you're off work, you open your computer and you work another 8 hours. Mm-hmm. It's insane.
I have to ask you if you've seen this morning's Prescott Daily Courier letters to the editor yet.
No.
Because this was timed absolutely perfectly. It's almost like somebody knew you were coming on the show today.
Oh.
I am reading verbatim from today's Prescott Daily Courier. Letter. A friend and I had reservations for dinner at one of Prescott's best downtown restaurants on a Saturday night. We stopped at the grocery store on the way. We noticed that their filet mignon was on sale at a really good price, and along with some other items, we also grabbed a couple of nice baking potatoes. Once seated at the restaurant and having looked at the menu, we mentioned we would just like the soup and bread, of course free bread, and told them to cook the steaks we had purchased and the baked potatoes. Our server was a bit taken aback, called the manager, and after some awkward discussion, they agreed. After waiting about 45 minutes, we asked what was going on. The server politely mentioned the potatoes take about 60 minutes. Okay, no problem. Everything was served to perfection. The steaks we had bought at the grocery store were delicious. So the check arrives with... a cooking fee of $50. Now, mind you, if this is one of Prescott's best restaurants, what would two filet mignon dinners have cost you on the menu? Well, back to the letter. Again, an awkward discussion followed, but we really couldn't do much about it, so we paid the bill and left a very generous tip, and I have an appointment coming up at the car dealer for an oil change and brake job. I already have the parts and will clarify any installation fee before I give them the keys. Has anybody ever walked into your restaurant with their own food?
Never.
No, and... there's all kinds of liability issues tied to that.
That's what I'm saying, because once it comes out of the kitchen, you're liable for it, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know, I worked at a place in the Hollywood Hills in Los Angeles where if a diner, for any reason, even if the dish wasn't hot enough for them, can you take this back and heat it up a little bit? No, we throw it out and we completely remake it. Simple as that. Hmm. Can you imagine someone walking in, having come from the grocery store, saying, make this for me?
I could not imagine that. I would be a little taken aback by that.
And you know, the more I looked in that letter and the angrier I got, I thought, you know, if the manager said, I'm sorry, we don't do that, well, we're leaving. Well, all they're going to lose is soup business
right.
and free bread. Mm-hmm. Adios, let me hold the door for you, right? and you know, I remember seeing a restaurant menu with a quote on the top of the page. We've always heard over the years, the customer is always right, right? This one said, the reasonable customer is always right.
I like that.
Isn't that true?
Mm-hmm. So true.
How many times have you ever opened up Yelp and seen a complaint about maybe some place you were working and they had never given you a chance to make it right when you could make it right?
Oh, yeah.
Doesn't that drive you nuts?
Absolutely.
It does. Yeah, we would love the opportunity to fix any qualms anyone has. Granted, we do have very few and far between, you know, unhappy guests, but
sure.
They do come up and just like any other restaurant, but we would always like to know, you know, first before anything gets posted because... you know, it's just why we'd like to make the experience better. That's not our goal, is not to have you leave with a sour taste in your mouth for our business.
Yeah. I subscribe to a newsletter from a guy in Boston who was a waiter for several years and now owns a couple of restaurants. The name of his newsletter is Server, Not Servant. and I like the title, by the way. He cited a case where somebody was invited to a soft opening of a brand new restaurant. Nobody had to pay for anything. It was a soft opening just to kind of find out, you know, what works, what doesn't, get everything going in play. You know what a soft opening is all about. Well, one of the guests decided to trash the restaurant on Yelp after eating and drinking free for the whole night. And as you can imagine, it wasn't taken very well. And I often wonder, like, what do people expect when they go to dine out? And, you know, I often think... you know, we used to require military service. That's why guys had to register for selective service. I often wonder how much better life would be if coming out of high school, people had to work for a year dealing with the public.
Mm-hmm. My children
customer
will.
Service, oh, absolutely. Yeah. Uh-huh. Doesn't matter, retail, anything.
It would make people a lot more understanding and reasonable, wouldn't it?
I couldn't agree more, yeah.
We are talking to Chef John Panza and Cassandra Hankison. They are with Biga, and they were part of Devour, and they got a lot of new projects coming up. We'll be talking about those in just a moment on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. Streaming live, KQNA.com. News and weather up next.
Love. James Roush here of Wallach & Volk Mortgage. Are you interested in buying a home and just have a million questions running through your head? The James Roush team at Wallach & Volk Mortgage is here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week by appointment. Even if you need to meet on Saturday morning because of your work schedule, we'll be there. Call the James Roush team at 445-8730, Wallach & Volk Mortgage.
License number 00128295, LNS number 16209, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Know you love your baby, so treat her right. Get your car gleaming inside and out with a Prescott Pro Wash Detail. They're the mobile detail specialists who will come to your home or business with options to fit your schedule and budget. From an express wash to a full detail and everything in between, they even have a ceramic coating that is weather resistant and will protect your baby like nothing else. And one application can last up to 3 years. That's 3 years you don't have to wax your car. So give Eric a call and drive around in style at 848-3799 or online at PrescottProWash.com.
Are you an energetic, outgoing professional that has good people skills? Then Truly Nolan Pest Control, a leading pest control company in Arizona since 1955, has a well-paying career for you. We are looking for just the right candidates in our Prescott Valley office for both sales and service. You must have a valid driver's license, pass a drug test, and background check. For more information on positions available, please visit our website at trulynolan.com. Click on Careers, then Positions, and City, an equal opportunity employer, trulynolan.com.
Yavapai County neighbors and friends, I'm Sandy from Yavapai County Contractors Association. Our goal is to help protect you, the valued citizens of our community. YCCA wants to stop the phone calls from distressed homeowners who've been scammed by unscrupulous contractors. Call me 778-0040 before you hire anyone. Call YCCA 778-0040. Don't start without us.
Ever heard of used cars for a dollar? Used cars for a buck? Let me say it again, used cars for only $1. It's Lamb Chevrolet's annual indoor car sale this Saturday only. Hello, this is Ed Walsh, and this huge indoor sale is set to be our biggest used car event of the year. This is our 16th annual indoor car sale. We've got 40,000 square feet, all indoors, packed with inventory. Every vehicle will have a price clearly marked on the windshield, some for only a dollar. And we've got plenty of cars for only $2,000 or $3,000. We have vehicles for everyone, whether you're in the market for a $100 car or a $30,000 car. No negotiations will be necessary. Vehicles will be discounted up to 50%. These cars are on a first-come, first-served basis. Doors open at 9 a.m. this Saturday, so come early for the best selection. Don't miss the biggest used car sale event of the year. It's Lamb Chevrolet's huge indoor sale this Saturday, 9 a.m. Don't miss it.
The talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities KQ&A your choice for your Wednesday the 27th. I'm DJ Phone with a check of local and state news and weather together, brought to you by Wallach and Volk. Yavapai County residents can get rid of unwanted items at no charge.
A community cleanup in Black Canyon City. It's open to all residents at no charge today, Friday, and Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Items that will be accepted include household appliances, bagged trash, auto batteries, unmounted tires, furniture, and yard trimmings. Items that will not be accepted include loose trash, liquids, hazardous materials, cars, and dead animals. This program is for residential use, and commercial loads will not be accepted. The Yavapai County Board of Supervisors is reminding residents now is the time to create defensible space around their homes. Remove all debris and dead vegetation from roofs, deck, and ground around your home. All yard trimmings will be accepted at the community cleanup. I'm Lindsay Draper reporting.
Sunny skies today and tomorrow, mostly sunny Friday and Saturday. Highs today near 52, Thursday through Saturday around 58 in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey-Humboldt. Chilling after bedtime to near 33 with a 30% chance for a brief Saturday afternoon shower. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, mostly sunny highs today through Saturday in the mid to upper 60s. The same chance for a brief Saturday shower, cooling late tonight to near 30. This news and weather, a service of Wallach and Volk. I'm DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 and 95.5 FM KQ&A. Like us on Facebook. Check us out on your mobile device. Listen live worldwide at KQ&A.com and stay tuned. Q&A will continue after this.
Your heart deserves state-of-the-art care. And with the James Family Heart Center, the heart healing services you need are close to home. We offer personalized care and innovative technology in an environment that promotes surgical excellence. Our heart specialists provide a comprehensive array of care, from open heart surgery and interventional procedures to therapies to correct heart rhythm disorders. And now, we proudly perform transcatheter aortic valve replacement, a revolutionary procedure for people who require an alternative to traditional valve replacement surgery. From the skilled hands of our physicians to our investment in facilities, technologies, and preventive care, the James Family Heart Center at YRMC West is state-of-the-art care for the state of your heart. Talk to your heart specialist about the James Family Heart Center or visit us online at yrmc.org.
It's the month to move some metal at Findlay GMC Prescott. Seat up to seven and save $8,748 on a 2019 GMC Acadia. MSRP, $38,285. Findlay GMC price only $29,537. Punch up 252 horsepower and save $5,500 on a 2019 GMC Terrain Denali. MSRP, $41,980. GMC price only $36,480. Tow over 8,000 pounds and save over $7,000 on a new 2018 GMC Yukon Denali. MSRP $79,560, Findlay GMC price only $72,500. Findlay GMC guarantees to beat any Phoenix GMC dealer's price by $500 on the same make, model, and year. Findlay GMC in Prescott and at FindlayBuickGMC.com, the local dealership that supports your community. GMC, we are professional grade.
Offers for well-qualified buyers. Must finance through GM Financial. It does not include tax, title, license, and 495.fees. See dealer for details and any restrictions. Stock numbers G41208, G41581, G39953.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
We are back live at 247 with Chef John Panza and Cassandra Hankison. Cassandra, can I call you something besides just Cassandra or Cassie?
Hey,
can
you gets my attention in the restaurant.
Well, that works too.
Just kidding.
I've certainly been there.
No, either is fine. Yeah, Cassie.
Co-owner, partner.
Oh, yes, I see.
That always sounds nice.
I'm the front of the house manager, executive dishwasher. Was that one of the titles
pretty
that we
much
decided?
Everything.
Yeah, we just kind of I'm a floater.
And I'm still sitting here wondering, two burners. Oh, my goodness. The last place I worked had, I believe, 18 burners, two salamanders, deep fryer, broiler, pizza oven, and... Oh, my gosh. You're a miracle worker. You really are, John. So tell me about your bread production.
Yeah, actually, something we're really excited for. Biga is now going to be wholesaling bread to local restaurants and anywhere who needs bread, really. They're up for sale for retail as well, but we're focusing a lot on buns, brioche buns, hoagie rolls, baguettes, loaves, Italian loaves, really anything. And we can customize a lot of things. It's new in the process, so... The doors are open, and we are out there if you're looking for a great, made fresh from scratch, everyday, non-frozen product.
Mm-hmm. And I know when you were here last, you were doing pop-up dinners, obviously under the name Senses. Obviously, the time is not there for that anymore. What did you miss about the pop-up dinners?
The unique settings, really. Mm-hmm. Turning an empty house in the middle of the woods into this beautiful dining room setting was just... the most amazing thing to see in the world. It was awesome. Stuff like that, just the whole recreation of a space was really neat to see.
Mm-hmm. How do you get so much done in such a small space? This goes for both of you.
Well, you know, one of the great things about a small space is it's very efficient. Everything's just a few steps away. Mm-hmm. So we are able to produce things very quickly out of that kitchen. We don't have to take more than five steps to get to any tool or ingredient we need. It's really nice.
Now, if someone's interested in a cooking career, and I always find when people talk about they want to work as a chef, nobody wants to work as a sous chef or a line cook. They all want to be chefs.
They should want to work as those.
They should, and they
because
need
that's,
to.
That's great training for it right away,
yeah.
Isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can't start at the top, can you?
Well, just that, not only that, but there's just not stress. Don't get me wrong, but there's a lot of stress up there, you know, to be always on top of it or making sure, I don't know, every little thing has to fall into place to play this role.
There are probably 100 different decisions you have to make on the fly or real quick in the restaurant world during any given shift. And you have to experience those decisions and at times have someone to fall back on who knows those decisions to make, and you have to learn from that. You can't just wing it by yourself. You will fail if you just come out the gates thinking you can be a chef.
You know, a lot of laymen believe that most of a chef's job is cooking all the time, but an awful lot of it is controlling food cost. How do you do that?
Well, food costs and all costs, especially when it's your own restaurant, it's everything. You do it by, like I said earlier, when you go home and you're done cooking, you're on that computer looking at your numbers. What do we bring in? What do we spend every single day? I mean, we forecast every single day on where we're going to be at. It's pinching pennies at times.
I used to watch my chef receive produce deliveries, and he'd cut the stalk off the celery and the heads off the carrots after washing them, of course, and they would go into the stock pot. And nothing, literally nothing, got wasted. And stale bread, hey, that's going to be tomorrow's breadcrumbs.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you have to make the most out of what you have, because your margins are very, very thin, aren't they?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm actually glad you mentioned waste, because waste is a huge thing in our restaurant. A huge thing that we try to prevent. There's a war on food waste in the whole restaurant community, and we try to do our part. Like you said, any kind of scrap goes into stocks for mirepoix and things like that. We even try to use tops of vegetables for purees and sauces, pestos, things like that. And then anything unusable, anything coming back off your plate, we actually scrape into buckets and give to the local farms. They feed all their chickens off of any kind of food waste. So no food at Biga goes into the trash.
On that note, do you guys remember terrariums?
Yeah.
The multicolored, you know, layers of sand and stuff like this. I used to work at the Sweet Tarts plant in St. Louis, and we had these massive plastic bins that would hold 1,500 pounds of all the excess powder generated by the creation of Sweet Tarts going through a pneumatic pipe system, and we would fill those bins and ship them to farms. We call them hog bins. So it looked like a giant terrarium going out the door. It was Sweet Tarts powder going to pigs.
That's interesting.
And if you've ever if you've ever eaten Sweet Tarts, I'm picturing the pig going, "Ooh, man, that's tart just like that." And he's just trying to eat slop. And we put Sweet Tarts powder in it. But yeah, you guys have to maximize everything that comes in. And and we appreciate the way you do that. How can people learn more about not only what you're doing at Biga, but also any future projects?
Well, our best way of contact is you can follow us on Facebook. You can follow us on Instagram. We post everything there. You can join our mailing list, our emailing list. We put out newsletters that have all our specialty events. To join that list, you're going to text the word SENSES, S-E-N-S-E-S, to the number 22828. And that's SENSES, the 22828, to join that mailing list. We have a beautiful newsletter that goes out, and it's got all our information on there.
You've made a lot of listeners hungry today. Thank you for joining us today on Q&A. Cassie Hankison and John Panza, the chef, thanks for joining us on Q&A from Biga, and continued success with your food endeavors. Stay tuned. Got some final thoughts and tomorrow's Q&A guests on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. We stream live at kqna.com.
It's tax time. Stop getting your taxes done where you buy your groceries. I am David A. Snyder, CPA, and I will install confidence in the quality and security of your taxes. On April 18th, those pop-up cubicles will be gone, but I will be there. With my ex-military tax-oriented mindset and 20 years of experience, I will guide you through current and past IRS issues. Step away from the phone apps and into my office. Call me at 445-0104, extension 9, or online at davidasnydercpa.com.
In order to better serve the Quad Cities, Bradshaw Family Dental is growing. The amazing dental teams of Bradshaw Family Dental and Grand Canyon Dental have joined forces. Dr. Sir and his team are so excited to join the Bradshaw family, now with an office conveniently located at 172 East Merritt Street in Prescott, and offices in Surprise, Chino Valley, and Prescott Valley. Bradshaw Family Dental is right around the corner. To book an appointment, give them a call at 277-0076 or online at bradshawfamilydental.com.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby, and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Take advantage of your golden years. These are the times to reflect, relax, have a lot of fun. Country Bank's home equity conversion mortgage, known as a reverse mortgage, could be your supplemental option. Suzanne Cosley, the reverse mortgage specialist at Country Bank, can show you how to convert a portion of your home equity into tax-free money.
Come by and see me, Suzanne Cosley at Country Bank, or call me at 928-583-9015.
Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Arizona Coyotes Hockey is live on AM 1130 at 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley, Cottonwood, KQ&A. Arizona Coyotes Hockey is brought to you this season by Parshala Wood, Prescott Valley Heating and Cooling, Brown Bag Burger, Cowboy Country Antiques, and David Goldstein, Sherrick Insurance.
He'll shoot! He scores!
Arizona Coyotes host the Vancouver Canucks, live Thursday night at 7 on AM 1130 at 99.9 FM in Prescott and Chino Valley, at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec B Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Hey, if you were one of those people who was holding tickets to see Teddy Roosevelt, the man in the arena, at the Prescott Oaks Theater last Friday and got snowed out, there's good news. He's coming back on Tuesday. Hang on to those tickets. You'll have the same seats for the Elks Theater on Tuesday, March the 5th at 7 p.m. for Theodore Roosevelt, the man in the arena. Derek Evans is the actor portraying President Roosevelt in this wonderful one-man show coming to the Elks Theater. They've also got the same week coming up on Friday. They have Go Now, the Music of the Moody Blues tribute. That'll be Friday, March 8th. That's next week, Friday at 7 p.m. Stay tuned now for Ben Shapiro at 3, Talk of a Town Prescott at 4. Join me right back here tomorrow with my guest Roberta Federwish with the Volunteer Income Tax Assistance Program, Amanda DiAgosto from Massage Prescott, and Walt Lynn from Heroes and Horses. That's Q&A tomorrow at 2, when I'll see you on the radio.
You've been listening to Q&A on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Yavapai Regional Medical Center, Northern Arizona Vein Center, Prescott Chamber of Commerce, High Country Rec V Center, and David Snyder, CPA. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Q&A with DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.